Good morning, this is Marlon. Doing your daily inspirational today. As you rise up this morning, just want to remind you to praise the Lord, for his goodness endures forever, and his righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting. Upon those that fear him, he gives mercy. His mercies are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness towards those that fear him. As we consider today the things before us and the things that we will think about and act upon, and oh Lord, help us to be faithful in this. I think one of the things I was thinking of for us today is keeping our minds upon right things. Most of our sin activity is coming from our minds, and obviously what's in our heart goes through our minds, but the Bible says to cast down every evil imagination that opposeth and exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And we have a lot of thoughts that come. We have opportunity is to dwell upon them if they're bad, or to cast them down. And the victory is having our minds stayed upon the Lord and things that are lovely and true and of good report, and that will help us to think on the right things, that our temptations are less and the power of the devil is bound. And I'm not sure how many, I know it's been said before, but some people would try to put a number on about how many thoughts a human mind would have in a day's time. And just think about, I'm not sure how practiced everyone here is, but when you raise up in the morning, it's a good habit to think of the dying Savior on a cross, suffering out his lifeblood for humanity. That's a good way to get your day started. Sobering, yet don't, you know, if you want to continue to think on and think about an empty tomb, but just to remind us, the Lord give us reminders to think upon things that are lovely and true and of good report. In Philippians chapter 4, there's a couple verses here that we want to look at. It's 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. It'll be our main portion here this morning to think on. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Very simple command. Very short. Rejoice in the Lord. May you consider this morning, when the Lord says to do something, command is a word that we're not very favorable of sometimes. Command. The Lord commands us to rejoice in him. And I was thinking about these the other day as I was just meditating. The Lord would, when he speaks for us to do or be something, it's because it's truth. It's truth. It's right. And he's given us instruction or maybe revelation. If you love him, you love his truth. It goes together. Do you love him? You love his truths? You can't have it both ways. And then the worldly thinking today around us, hopefully not in you, but kind of creating our own image of God. God wouldn't do that. God wouldn't think that. And outside the bounds of the scripture, we can meditate upon what God is or isn't. Rejoice in the Lord. Always. And again, I say rejoice. And then it goes on to say, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. And if you go look at this word moderation, it's not talking about sinning a little moderately or having moderate way of life, that a little bit of this and a little bit of that, it's not that bad. That's not what this word is saying. Moderation, let your Christian conduct be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Think about it. It's a testimony. It's a witness to the people. Let our moderation be known. Let our Christian conduct be known that the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. In other words, just be careful. Watch out. Don't just let your day happen. Be careful. And have prayer and supplication. Asking the Lord with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. In other words, our minds. Think about this. If we're being careful and we're letting our prayers and our supplications be known to the Lord with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Don't just go through the day with a coarse coldness. Rejoice in the Lord always with thanksgiving. Then it says, and the peace of God, peace. The whole world is after peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. And then herein is the victory. Keeping our minds upon the Lord with thanksgiving, casting down every imagination that exalteth itself and opposes itself above all that is called God or is worship. You know, we're in a day when the devil is being exalted. It is very normal to go to a public concert trying to share the gospel, and they'll show us the devil horns. Sign them in the air. The devil, yes, we love the devil is the word spoken. Wherein it used to be a shame in the U.S. of A. to have proclaimed to be a Satan worshiper. But not today. Look, there's power to be gotten. Man loves power. And they love darkness rather than light. And their deeds are evil. Let it not be us today. Let us show another way. Let our conduct, our Christian conduct, be known to all men. Praise the Lord of glory. May you go about your day to day with inspiration to walk in the light. In Jesus' name, we just want to walk today with him. And praise the Lord.